This
is the producers.
A podcast.
The biggest names in audio production.
Station sound.
Branding.
Radio imaging.
And voiceover.
Voiceover.
Like me.
And me.
Hey. And me.
Bitches.
Interviews.
Tips.
Tricks.
Advice.
Plus the dirty little secrets you always wanted to know.
Or not. To be a part of the show, visit RyanOnTheRadio.com.
Now.
There's a word I never say in copy.
The producers.
With Ryan Green.
Hey, what's going on? Hello again. I have a couple things to start. Actually, you know, I don't have a ton of like news and notes, but I did want to mention just, I'll try and be as quick as I can because I do like to just dive into these interviews. It's a two-parter. Part one, we're going to hear a lot more audio from the guys at Benstown mixed into the interview. It's Andy and Ollie from Benstown, as you've no doubt seen in the little name of the podcast deal there. Part two, though, we keep getting into the nuts and the bolts of the business. We talk about production, talk about the way they started and are running an international production service for imaging directors across the country. I find it interesting because they aggressively tackled the U.S. market from Germany. You know, you don't hear about that too often. So kind of a unique situation. They have some success. You know, I guess I should say right out of the gate, I do work with these guys. But just so you know, I don't know if that matters to anybody, but that is a fact. We did the interview via Skype. I wanted to make mention, though, I'm very pleased the guys gave me time and Skype is free. That's awesome. I've taken a lot of pride in the quality of the interviews and the episodes that I've put out there. Not a huge fan of the way that the quality of Skype is. I mean, when you record it, it just sounds like crap to me. What can I say? But those guys were really excited about Skype. They use it all the time. It was obviously instant and cheap and easy to interview a couple of guys at one time in a whole other country. So there you go. I think it's still very listenable. What else can I say? I wish it was better, but it's not too bad. So there you have it. Two more things. I want to make a quick note on Pro Tools 9. That was released about 5 seconds after I decided to invest in a Digi 003 rack for my home studio. So that was nice of them. But no, seriously, I really like the Digi 03. I'm still working on the settings of it, so I haven't really messed with my mic or anything. So I don't really even know what this sounds like right now. But Pro Tools 9 was released. There's a whole slew of different things. If you go to the Avid website, it'll tell you all the amazing new things it has. To me, so far, what I can gather, the two main things are that it doesn't need outboard gear. Obviously, something that a lot of different people have been complaining about over the years. You know, LE users, not really HD users, because they're going to be in a big studio and they're going to want the extra power, the extra resources that the outboard gear are going to offer. But if you're an LE user and maybe you're a voiceover artist that travels, you don't need, you know, an M-Box hanging off the side of your laptop. Well, now you can get yourself, a Micport Pro, you can get yourself a Blue Icicle, you can get yourself one of the tiny little balanced inputs, toss your mic in that way and use Pro Tools through that input. So it's much simpler and easier to use as more of your LE kind of user. That said, well, let me tell you the other major thing that I noticed that supposedly is a feature. When you're a person who uses a big session, you have a lot of plugins going. Sometimes what will happen is you'll get some latency in the effect that a plug will have on a track. If you have, 6 or 7 voice tracks and you throw a couple over onto a delay, you know, onto a separate track and you toss a delay on there, when you start to lose resources on the system, you'll get some latency. Thus, it'll sound like those tracks are offset from the rest of your tracks. Well, this version supposedly fixes that. I haven't seen it in action, but apparently it's written a little differently and the software doesn't grind down your system so much and your plugins are going to stay in line with each other. The more that you use, you'll be all right. All right. That said, I only know of one or two people that have actually bought it and installed it, and they've both had major issues with hardware errors, and it took them forever to get it installed because they needed serial numbers off of things that they didn't think they would need, even though they had owned the software. Also, it's nice you don't need to use outboard gear with Pro Tools 9, the new feature, but they still force you to now use an iLock. Before, you never had to use an iLock, you just had to have some sort of an M-Box or an M-Audio thing. Well, now, so again, if you're on a laptop and you're on an airplane and you're trying to mix the next Foo Fighters album, you've got a little dongle. You got an iLock hanging off. I mean, that doesn't really solve the problem, in my opinion. So, you know, congratulations, Avid, for releasing something that should bring your user base wider, but it's not going to bring me on board. So far, maybe a lot of people are going to start using it and seeing that it is actually awesome. I don't know. I just want to throw a little couple notes just to get people abreast of that Pro Tools 9 situation. I'll make it very clear, though, I still love Pro Tools, and I will probably always use it as long as I do this stuff for a living. And then I wanted to just make another quick note, a bit of a thank you. Maurice Tobias was the most recent guest, and I know I had a lot of voiceover folks kind of tweeting about the episode, so I had a lot of new people coming over to the podcast, which is nice. But so a little surprising to me. I know Maurice is huge, and she is, you know, well-respected in that community, but it was by far the biggest episode I had. I mean, just sick numbers of people who came to listen to the episode. You know, just in the first couple days, I think hit over 1,000. And then, I haven't checked recently, but, you know, hundreds and hundreds more. So anyway, it was a great episode. She was extremely informative, and I wanted to thank her one more time for her time. I think that was probably poorly spoken, but man, what are you going to do? All right, Maurice, thank you. And if you have not heard the Maurice Tobias episode, I will tell you to check it out if you're interested in any way, shape, or form in the voiceover world, because every professional voice talent that has sent me a note, and there's been a lot of them, have said how great they thought she was and how informative they thought she was. So now it's time for the Benstown boys, Andy and Ollie from Benstown in Stuttgart, Germany. I will play you the latest Benstown branding demo. I believe you're going to hear the voices of Harry Legg, my favorite radio guy's name, and also one of my favorite radio guys. Also, Rachel McGrath. I believe she's out of Atlanta. You'll hear her as well in this demo, and maybe other people as well. So here we go. We kick it off.
They are the world's greatest mercenaries. The only life they've ever known is imaging the biggest radio stations around the globe. The only loyalty they ever had is to their clients.
Well, I got three pieces of work. Two a walk in a park, and one to hell and back.
Benstown Branding.
At Benstown Branding, now offering custom imaging services for CHR, Hot AC, AC, Country, Rock, Urban, Classic Hits, and News.
Each with 12 weekly updated categories, including Sweeper,
Promos, Branding, Music Beds, Sound Effects, Loops, Hooks, Listener Testimonials, Plug and Play, Show, Work Parts, Celebrity IDs, and much more.
10 seconds, you won't believe what's going to happen.
Now is the time to give your imaging director the keys to the most powerful imaging library in the world, Benstown Branding.
Now airing on over 150 stations and syndicated radio shows around the world. KASCS Dallas, Alice, San Francisco, 95.5 The Mountain, Denver, KRMD Dallas, KISS FM Chicago, KNIX Phoenix, WDRC Hartford, SOFI San Diego, I-93 Dallas, Choice FM London, KISS FM Berlin, Germany, Virgin Radio Canada, Channel 4 FM Dubai, 100.4 Q Music Amsterdam, Flava Hip Hop and R&B in New Zealand, Charlie Tuna, The 70s, and much more.
Get your free trial today. Contact your premier representative or go to BenstownBranding.com.
All right, and there we go. That's the latest incarnation of the Benstown Branding demo. And I'm pretty excited to be joined by Andy and Ollie from Benstown. They're located in a town just a little outside the U.S., Stuttgart, Germany. You guys doing all right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we do.
Let's see here. So this is actually my first Skype interview. I feel like I'm a pretty technologically advanced guy, but I've used Skype maybe twice in my life. This being number two, and the second time to do an interview with a couple of Germans. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, Skype is a great tool. So we use Skype almost every day to check our stuff with the guys in the States. So.
And you guys keep in pretty good touch, I would say, with your people in the States. And it's pretty inexpensive to do it this way.
There you go. There you're right.
So, all right. So we've got, I mean, You know, I would hate to just put the label Benstown on you guys, because you guys have been around this for quite a while, doing quite a few different things. I will have posted on the show notes section of this interview a ton of audio that the guys have provided. But tell me first, I guess let's start with you, Andy. Andreas Sonnemann, is that how I would say your last name?
Yeah, quite. It's Andreas Sonnemann, but it's okay, so.
Okay. Well, there you go. Okay, so say your name properly, as I obviously can't.
It's just Andy.
Yeah, Andy. That's how I know you. And just, you know, go back and forth and just tell me a little bit about yourselves, where you got started, when you got started, what you've done. Just a few bullet points on your background.
Okay, so I started in radio in 2000 at a pretty decent station here in Stuttgart. Doing a repackaging. Before, I just did DJing and other stuff, but not related to radio productions. Then I walked in and they were like, oh, you're the guy, you know about music, you do the production department. And that's how it started for me here. Then I met Ollie in 2001 when he headed up, started one of the biggest radio stations here in Germany. He was already the imaging director for it. It's called Big FM. It was the first real CHR station we had in Germany, also located in Stuttgart these days. And he was the imaging guy there. So Ollie was in the game a little longer than I was. And I got to know him. He liked my stuff. He liked my craziness. And from this day on, we worked on that station, Big FM, in 2004. Or 2003, we got the mother station also for imaging. It was a big AC station, like maybe one of the most famous AC stations in southern Germany, called Radio Regenbogen. So we also imaged this station from Stuttgart, not from their home destination, which is Mannheim, a city close to Stuttgart, around 100 kilometers. So, and then in 2005, I think Ollie left.
No, 2004.
In 2004, Ollie left Big FM and started freelancing, and I did it for quite a year then, until 2005, and then I also broke up and we joined forces again and founded an imaging company called Sound Quadrant, which was a very young, very energetic environment for a lot of young aged radio people in Germany. So we didn't know the decision makers and anything, so we just started doing imaging, and we got a pretty decent clients in the first year, mostly CHR and hot AC clients, and that's how the story goes. So it got more and more jingles, more music bed, music production, TV work, everything related to audio production, and that's how it goes on the German side.
Now, when you guys, and Ollie, you can jump in here too, but when you guys sort of got rolling, let's go back, in fact. When you were at, Ollie was at Big FM, and now did they hire both of you? You were both working in-house there?
Yes, both of us.
Okay, and so at a certain point, you know, we'll kind of fast forward now. You guys are doing your thing, imaging that station and others, and Ollie, you break off. When you started Sound Quadrant, what techniques did you use there to gain your clients, and how easy or difficult did you find it to gain your clients when you were on your own?
It was pretty easy in the beginning because Big FM, which I used to work before, was my first big client, so they pay me money every month, and this was quite a big deal for me to get more clients here in Germany.
So basically you were employed by them in-house, and then one day you said, all right, I'm not going to be employed by you in-house anymore, but I would still like to take your money, and I'd like to work out of house now.
Exactly.
Okay, well, that's pretty cool. I mean, that's kind of the dream, right? I mean, if a guy can get locked into a big station and then one day say, I still would like your money, but I'm going to do it on my own terms and in my own studio, and they say, okay, that's fine.
So the first big deal for me was the jingle package. So I did that first big jingle package for Big FM together with Andy in 2005, which was a very big contract for us, and so the money came in.
And this is the Big FM jingle package, is that what you're saying?
Yes, this is the Big FM 2005 jingle package.
I'm double checking. I have a ton of audio from you guys. Did you actually send me Big FM jingles? Because I know I have jingles here.
Yeah, you should have a demo, but it's voiced by a German guy in English, so you should maybe cut it a little and get rid of the German guy speaking.
Let me drop that in though. I'm dropping that Big FM just a sample of those Big FM jingles right now.
Here is game one. Cut two. Cut four. Cut five. Cut six. Jiggles.
Stuff. It's always fun when you hear European imaging, anything European branding wise, because you can just kind of tell, especially people living in the States, you can just kind of tell. But tell me more about Big FM. When, you know, you would think if they were so used to having somebody in-house and then the guy comes in and says, yeah, I'm not going to do this in-house anymore. Why did they want to keep him on like that still?
Yeah, I told the PD these days that we definitely need to keep up the work with Ollie, because radio producers in Germany is not quite the same quality level than you have maybe in the States or in Australia or the UK, especially for the younger formats, because mostly of the stuff is AC or hot AC. So having a guy doing amazing brandings with sung vocals, especially... it was not quite common these days. So Ollie, in my opinion, was the only guy having that CHR feel to sung brandings. I don't know if you... I mean, there were a lot of American companies out. They did it, like Real World, and I don't know if Groove Addicts did it these days. But in Europe, nobody did it. Nobody. Maybe in the UK, I don't know these days. But in Germany, Ollie was the only guy who could do this sung brandings.
You think that's true because, like you just said, they're mainly only AC and just sort of your lighter, softer, more vanilla stations, so there just weren't many opportunities? Is that why?
Yeah.
And Ollie, what is it that made you decide to, you know, to be that guy, to say, well, I don't care if nobody else is you know, getting their chops at the CHR type branding and this, you know, very aggressive, energetic, music-based branding. I want to do it. You know, why did you decide to do that?
Because it's a lot of fun. That's my life.
were you inspired by anything, though? I mean, did you listen to radio in the UK or in Australia or other parts of Europe? Or
for sure. I always listen to the radio in the US because for Germany, it's the motherland of radio. So I always listen to Kiss FM, to C100 and all those big stations to get inspired by them.
Yeah, so that's why... Guys like Jeff Thomas are pretty popular in your minds.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Jeff is one of the guys who really kicked it. So we monitored their stuff. I mean, we listened to the stuff and we tried to rebuild. And to be honest, Ollie was pretty good in rebuilding the sung stuff. So I don't know. You gotta maybe Ryan, you can cut here. There are some brandings. They're not as aggressive, but they're musical. They have great value, like the Jennifer Lopez thing, like sung on the song. It's not very aggressive or let's say not very CHR, but musical, it has value. Maybe you can just check if you have some pieces here. So,
yeah, I got it open right here. I have tons of brandings. Yeah.
And the funny thing, Ryan, is that we had no budget these days. So I had to invite all my friends to sing those brandings.
Oh, you fancy, huh?
This is Drizzy Drake and you're listening
to Blaze in hip-hop and R&B.
Drake featuring T.I. and Swizz Beatz. Fancy.
Go, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
What's up, y'all? This is Usher. And you're checking out the hottest radio station.
San Diego's new Q.
Q9T6. Oh.
my God.
Usher featuring Will I Am.
OMG.
OMG.
Sean, you, Mr. Kingston.
What a guan, it's your boy Sean Kingston.
One station, all the hits.
I'm feeling like you letting go.
Hey, this is Martin from Boys Like Girls.
One station, all the hits.
They got all the good music.
Boys Like Girls. Heart, heart, heartbreak.
I know that if you're feeling just a bit, you won't regret it. And when you've heard it once, you're gonna love it. And you will never forget.
All I wanna hear's my favorite station. They play my music just on Big FM.
I just played a few samples of your brandings, very musical, so people can kind of get a hear or a listen of how musical your productions are. Tell me a funny story about those, Ollie.
Yeah, so because I had no budget from my boss, so I had to search people who can sing. And this is quite difficult if you have no money.
So basically, you're one of those production guys, and we all know many of them, and perhaps are them, that said, hey, friend, come in here for free and do some stuff for me because I want to make good productions. And then that's how the good stuff gets done for free.
Yeah, I will make you a big star, baby.
I'll make you a star. Just stick with me, baby.
This is my casting couch. Come on.
Yeah, the Benstown the Sound Quadrant casting couch. Yeah, I don't ever want to be sitting on that. I do know that. Hey, real quick, you guys are pretty competent speakers of the English language. I might say you're even better than me. So, at what point over there did you guys need to learn English? Was it in school? Was it for business? You know, that kind of thing.
We learn it in school here. Like, okay, these days, there are even kindergartens. Can you say that in English? Kindergartens? They learn English here. So we started at the age of 10. Today they start at 6, going first grade. So we started 5th grade, and today they start 1st grade here. So
okay.
English is pretty the second, maybe except Turkish, because we got a lot of Turkish guys here. So English is maybe the second most spoken language in Germany. So every word, considering also radio, is English here. So we also talk about teasers, bumpers, bads. So we use English language for radio language.
But I have to say that Andy's English is far beyond than mine.
Well, I would never have said that out loud, but I have to hand it to Andy. His English does seem pretty top-notch. And all of yours is good, but Andy gets an A+, and you get a B+.
Thank you.
So, all right, let's get back to the nitty-gritty. Let's see here. So we're in about 05. You guys are on your own. You're together. You've got Sound Quadrant. You've developed a few great relationships with clients. Tell me what things did in the next, let's say, 2 or 3 years, before 08 and 09, because I know that's when Benstown blew up, right? So what happened in between there?
Yeah, we grew out pretty quick, I would say. We grew pretty quick. We signed some AC stations doing jingle packages and music imaging for them. We did a lot of commercials at the beginning too, but more nationwide commercials, because commercials are really less paid here. So, mm-hmm. Like big commercials. So we did some work for 20th Century Fox, like new movie releases, commercials for radio and stuff like that. So that, mm-hmm. that kept us alive a few months, before getting to the big clients. And, end of 2006, we lost, we lost the major gig, so the gig every imaging guy is dreaming of, because of relationships. And then we decided to try something different, try something new, because all the time, people from all over the world, like I got good close friends in Australia and the UK, they're all like, oh, your imaging is so international, sounds so well, especially the young stuff, so you never thought about doing something in the United States or... My buddy Simon from Australia, who was a consultant at Big FM these days, he was like, hey Andy, you're so great, your stuff is so great, what you do and all these is so international, so why you never go to the States, and there you can make the money, there is the money, go there. And he hooked me up with a guy you definitely know. His name is Tracy Johnson. So he's a programming legend. From what we know here in Germany, he wrote several books about radio. And Simon introduced me to that guy, and I played him our stuff and sent it over. And he was like, hey, great stuff. I got a new computer tool, program, whatever, in listener marketing. And if you want to check it out, let's meet in San Diego. So in end of 2007, we just jumped into a plane and flew to San Diego and met Tracy. And he really liked our imaging, but he told us that he can't do anything anymore for us because he's owner of this marketing company. And he told us, hey, but I know a guy you definitely should meet. His name is Chachi. And we were like, Chachi? What's Chachi? And they were like, oh, he's like one of the biggest program directors in LA, and he's young, he's energetic, and he's the guy to talk to in radio business these days. And we're like, okay, so hook us up. And he was like, okay, you got a date tomorrow in LA. So we booked a flight to LA and met Chachi, and there's how the story goes. I mean, Chachi he liked it, and he was like, oh, do I have an acoustic ID on my FM? Do I have more musical elements on my FM? And his producer, David J, which is like, to me, one of the biggest guys in the States, he also liked the stuff. And then we did a jingle package for MyFM, and Chachi introduced us to all the people like Eileen from Premiere, or Max Krasny from Westwood. And then we were talking about an imaging service. So,
and let's, you know what, I may as well drop in a little bit. MyFM from about 2008, is that when you did that?
Yep, beginning 2008.
Yeah, let's hear a little bit of that right now.
104.3. This is MyFM 2008. A logo-based imaging package.
Here is Cup 1.
104.3 MyFM. Been looking for your new favorite radio station? It's your station. 104.3
MyFM. Sweepers, Cut 3.
This is my life. This is my station.
104.3
MyFM.
Didn't hear what you were saying.
Sweepers. Cut 4.
MyFM.
Cut 5.
All your favorite artists on one stage. On one stage. 104.3 MyFM.
Cut 6.
Are you ready? It's your station.
How much stuff had you done for stations in America before this MyFM jingle package?
Nothing.
Okay.
close your eyes and you see. Yeah,
we did some stuff.
That was a bit of a leading question. I assumed the answer was no. Yeah. But okay. So nothing. So it seems like from 2008, when you did this MyFM jingle package, you got into the Benstown deal with Chachi and others now pretty rapidly, right? That went pretty quickly.
Yeah, it was funny. So because here it's totally different. So here you have to talk and talk and talk and meet people again and again. And for us in the States, everything went pretty quickly because we did the package for MyFM. So everybody liked it. And then Chachi set us up. But he told me, okay, I got a friend. His name is Max. He's the VP of programming at Westwood. Westwood is the second biggest syndication company, so you have to meet him. And I remember the day like today. So we were sitting on this couch. It was so cold because you Americans, your air conditions are always so cold to us. And we were sitting there, and this guy was sitting right, let's say, a meter in front of us, and he was like, "Did you ever thought about an imaging service?" And we were like, "No, to be honest with you, we just do imaging and jingles, but we never thought about an imaging service." And he was like, okay, an imaging service, that's the way to go, guys. You need an imaging service. You heard about Production Vault? And we were like, yeah, we heard about it, we checked it, it's nice. So can you make something like that for me? And we're like, I don't know, maybe. We have to dig in and then check out. And at the end, we cut a deal with Benstown, but not with Max. We cut a deal with Eileen from Premiere. And we're pretty happy that we are Premiere these days. So because these guys have always been really, really nice to us and helped us grow in business very fast, especially internationally at the beginning through Tanya, who does all the international stuff. And yeah, it was pretty quick for us. I mean, we did some syndication work on Artup's Slow Jams show. Another guy, Chachi, introduced us, and Artup really liked our stuff. And he was like, oh, you do 80s soul? And we're like, maybe, just what do you want to have? And he was
sure.
Like, yeah, we were like, I don't know. I mean, 80s soul is not so big over here. So he played us some stuff, and we're like, okay, I mean, we can do something like that. And I think it's still running. I mean,
I think it's funny how, you know, when I got hooked up with you guys, it's because you needed somebody to do country. And so I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm a country guy, but my country stuff's a little more, I don't know, CHR Hot AC-ish. And I was wondering, since you guys are German, how country-ish your stuff could be. And it's, I mean, you guys don't have a large country audience in Germany, right?
Not really.
Like maybe zero?
Yeah.
We have Volksmusik.
We have German Volksmusik. I can send you some samples so you can come in your.
So, I mean, it's cool, though, to hear. I mean, obviously, you guys are musical dudes, because I can hear that you know, you can reproduce what it sounds like legit country music. And, you know, you don't have any of that around you. So, it's pretty cool to hear the different types of music that can come out of your studio over there, you know, when you guys don't really have any relationship with it, per se.
I mean, Ollie has quite a relationship with country, because he owns horses. So Ollie's like in his free days, he's like kind of cowboy. So no,
okay.
I mean, I'm just kidding. Ollie's like a very talented musician. He plays guitars at all ranges, at all sizes, whatever, from ukulele to e-guitar. So
hey, let me totally come off subject, because I don't want to forget to ask you guys about this. You sent me a whole bunch of material, and you sent me a Bosch TV commercial.
Yeah.
What if that Bosch TV commercial did you do? Did you guys just compose the music? What did you do for that?
We composed the music, and we did the sound design.
So the video was shot by whoever else.
Yeah, by a big agency here in Germany. It's a German video. It was reproduced for the U.S. market.
Okay, so that's posted on the show notes pages, by the way, so everybody can go check it out. I mean, musically, I think that is amazing. And so is that just original composition, and who did that?
That's me.
And you just sat down at the piano and started knocking stuff out, and then you put the music together and just were like, okay, it's a commercial.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, wow. Well, I think people should check that out, because I think it's like, you know, it's one thing to be kind of the producer in radio that's always over the top and super hype and, you know, throwing out just flame throwing CHR. But then, you know, you're also the guy that can kind of lay down that very quaint, subtle piano track. And it's pretty interesting to see.
It's pretty easy to compose music for TV, because you have that movie. The movie is already there.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you see the picture, you see the forest, you see the streets, and you have that sound in your mind already.
So you get inspired by the pictures. It's a lot of more easy than for radio, to be honest. Because in radio, like we all know, we have no pictures. So composing.
You say it's easier than to compose music if you have visuals already than if you have to do it from scratch with no visuals.
I mean, yeah, it's another kind of working. I mean, if you can do whatever you want, let's say if we say, okay, we do a great urban band sounding like Timbaland for CHR or for urban, that's also pretty easy. But if somebody comes to you with a jingle package brief and they don't know exactly what they want, and they just say, okay, we have a AC station, do me an AC package. That's a lot of more difficult, because the range is a lot of broader than if you have a already cut movie. I mean, it's like if you make a soundtrack for a Hollywood movie, and you know you need that big orchestra. I mean, you just pump it out because you have that fighting scene, or if you do something like Bosch and have that natural environment, you know, okay, I'll play an acoustic guitar, I will play a piano, I will play something sounding like being there. So that's what I mean. I don't know if I can explain it proper in English, but
no, you're explaining it perfectly. I completely understand. And it's funny, as you talk about range, it is tough sometimes if you have, especially a brand new station that says, hey, we need a change, make us good. And it's like, well, what are you? Well, we're AC. All right, well, what do you want? We don't know. Oh, okay, great, because there's only, you know, 1,000 different things you could do for AC radio.
Yeah.
But yeah, I understand.
That's often a problem if it comes to jingle packages and briefs. I mean, you American guys, it's pretty, for us, it's inspiring and great to work with you because you're not as difficult as clients than the German guys because we have more of that discussion culture here. So people don't do, they discuss, and they don't search solutions. They just talk and talk and talk about problems all the time. So if we, when we did the package for Q96 in San Diego, I mean, I think the station is not running anymore. I don't know why. They got something with the frequencies, or I don't know. I just heard it from Chachi. So there, the guy was just like, okay, do me hot CHR jingle package, as hot as you can be. Do that. Mm-hmm. And here it's like you discuss. They send you music. They send you tracks out of Music Master or Selecto, which is like gold rotation, brilliant silver, whatever rotation, and say, okay, we need to build up the music format with 10 cuts. And that's a lot of more difficult than just like say somebody's come and say, okay, it has to be hot, it has to be cool, and they just take it because they're happy. Here it's like an entire different picture. Here it's a lot of more, you have a lot of rebuilds here, so a lot of, revised things, so you have to change things a lot of more often here than over there, in my opinion. I don't know how it is with your work in the station each day in the United States, but that's what we feel.
Yeah, no, that's definitely good to hear. Let's roll out, conclude part one. We're going to start up a part two here in just a minute. We're going to get, just for people to know, we're going to get a lot more technical in part two. I'm going to find out a lot more about your studio and also, get more into the nitty gritty about how you produce and whatnot. So here we go, part two coming up.
The producers.